All right, guys. So everybody that knows me knows, you know, that I'm straightforward and whatnot. And I just did an interview with Jamel Tepps. And is it Jamel or Jeremel?
Jamel.
Oh, Jamel Tepps. He is the wife, again, of Dante Tepps. And I had an issue. I told him. I just got humbled just now. Because when he called me, you understand what I'm saying? Because I know when I wake up sometimes, you know, my voice is deep. You understand what I'm saying? So I didn't want to offend him. I didn't know initially if I was talking to a man or a woman. You understand what I'm saying? So I was treading lightly. And, you know, when I said loved one, but I'm going to say what it is. He is the wife of Dante Tepps and whatnot. And I told him that this situation right here humbled me. Because anybody that knows me knows how I felt. I would never say that I was homophobic or anything like that. My thing was this right here. I always felt like we needed our black men. You understand what I'm saying? I'm Jamel, when you go on my website, you're going to see a poem, you know, that I made to black men and whatnot and stuff. And I actually addressed it in my poem. But, you know, I wanted our black men. I was like, those that can come back, come back. But Jamel just said something that was so profound. You understand what I'm saying? And that was that he never left. Just because he chooses to love a man, he's still a man. You understand what I'm saying? So I wanted to just expound on this because, you know, I don't have a problem with admitting when I'm wrong. I don't have a problem. You understand? I think that if we could just come together and just have a conversation, you know, even if it's something that we don't agree with, you understand? We can agree to disagree. But he has humbled me to the fact to where I'm just like, I need to just shut up. You understand what I'm saying? And like he said, people have to work out their own soul and their own salvation. You understand? There is no one sin over another sin. So it was just a joy in speaking with him that I want to go back and I want to interview him. And, you know, he told me that, please just tell your story, share your story about you being married before. And yeah, please just share just everything you just said. I wish I would have recorded. Go ahead.
Okay. Well, this is Jamel, just to speak it to you. To the lifestyles and the life that we choose as men and women, just not men per se, but we want to say our black women, or socially our queens and our kings. But at the end of the day, like I was telling the storyteller,
Sarah,
which will be me, Sherry, I was saying to her how at one point I was married to a whole female, beautiful, loving woman, and I'm not ashamed to say my deceased wife's name, Donna Robinson. I was married for her from 2001, May the 27th was my actual wedding, and it still rings into my heart sometimes when I think about her, and sometimes I just think about the joy that she made me the man that I am, even though I was chosen. She was chosen for me because it says a man that finds a good thing finds himself a wife. But see, I found a beautiful wife that I would never stop loving, even till her death. I still love her, even till the end of time and eternity. I still love her. But on the other side, I have chosen to find me again, which Jamel has found himself. And I'm choosing, and preferably I choose a man, which I fell in love with the guy that's incarcerated at this present moment at Eastern Correctional, named Dante Tepps. And yes, it took me some years and some time to understand that it's okay to love a person.
Mm-hmm.
You get what I'm saying? But you have to love yourself before you can love anyone. And at the time that I was thought I was loving my wife, I was loving my wife, I was loving this person, and I was loving that person. But it took me to talk to God. Because see, I have a story where I was incarcerated, but it took me to understand that it wasn't me by myself. God had to lock me up to get my attention. And this is what I'm trying to say is to when you inside of a, you don't have to be inside of a prison wall. You can be in a nursing home. You can be in a hospital. But one thing I can say, you're going to call on the name of Jesus, no matter what the situation look like. But my situation, my story to say this is, I found love. And when I say I found love, I can say I can find unconditional love. Because the first person I love today is God. That's the first, that's the head of my life. And no matter what, yes ma'am and yes sir, I can say to you guys that's going to listen to my story. Just because you think that I'm wrong because love and a man, but you tell me in the Bible, because it says Sodom and Gomorrah destroy that city. No, we don't destroy anything. It's the heart that destroys the ones that don't know how to love each other.
Amen.
Because the fact that the matter is, I found love, and it's not with a woman, but it is with a male. But did you understand the thing that you have to get through to find the love that you're looking for? Just because they're incarcerated, they still want to be loved. Amen. Come on, somebody. But yeah, in the meantime, while they're locked up, they're still human beings. It's women that are down just because they're women. They didn't mean to intentionally fall in love with these women or these men, but they do. But my thing of it is, you got to find you before you can find anything, because a lot of people like to play the game, but when you play the game, you got to worry about the fire that's coming out of the ball cap. And that's where I had a story where, as far as me and Dante, we was playing it back and forth for a minute. But I had to separate myself, meaning I had to let him go so he could identify Dante. Dante, and he had to cheese me. But at the end of the day, you had to find who you are. And now today, I can say I happily love Dante. I love the support that we have with one another. I love the friendship, because it has to be fun before you could be anything.
Absolutely.
And that's my best friend. That's my supporter. That's my number one.
Aww.
And there's a lot that's going on handling to where people ask me all the time, are you lonely? No, because when I get to that lonely time, I still can call on the name of Jesus.
Amen.
I have my battles and I have my picks that I have to choose from. But when I go down to the pit, I still talk to God. And that's where everybody needs to get in your spiritual places. Even in your spiritual realm of God, you will understand that you're never alone. You're never by yourself, but he's always there. He's an on-time God. He's a just God. But see, a lot of people want to put it because the preachers or the bishop or the pastor, but they're the first ones to come out and do what we do.
Absolutely.
Or don't think they don't fall in love with the side chick or the woman on the side or the person, the king on the side that they want to be because they call it down low. But see, I don't call them down low. I call them outright nasty. That's what I am, because see, outright nasty, less than a man ain't a man to me. Because a real man going to be bold just like God was. A bold soldier going to go to that woman if he's still dealing with women. Let's get it like it is. If he's still dealing with women, go to that woman like you love her. Because if you love her enough, he will go to her and tell her your real truth. The real truth is identifying who you are.
Ooh.
See, I had to tell Dante that. Go identify who you are, then come back.
Wow.
But while you was going back to identify who you are, I was praying to God.
Jesus.
Because see, I'm a praying, fervent prayer, God. I'm a fervent prayer to pray. Whatever I choose to ask God to do, what he's going to do, just what I ask. Just because I live a homosexual life don't mean God forgot about me.
Thank
because
you,
I'm that
Jesus.
Very same person that he wants to reach down and grab. It's a soul out there that listens to me. You be on the radio, you might be on your telephone. But understand that we still got a heart. We still got a soul. And see, church is the worst hurt.
Thank you, Jesus.
But we don't gotta be hurt by the church. It ain't even the church that's hurting. It's just you hurting yourself.
Absolutely. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
You got to understand that you got to dig deep down, men and women. If you a man, call yourself a man. But if you a woman, call yourself a woman.
Thank
if
you, Jesus.
Like men, then say I like men. If you like women, say I like women. But who are we to judge anyone?
Absolutely.
Because there's that third stone that you judging me with. I could be that certain person that reach your soul and get you back together. See, you don't lose, even go back to your enemies.
Thank you, Jesus.
Love on your enemies.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of y'all saying that girl don't like you and you don't like that girl, but the whole time y'all don't like each other for what? That's the devil's job. When you feel like you got to own against your sister, your brother, you go get them. That's what a real woman and man do. That's why a lot of people don't like Jamil, because they know Jamil keeps it 100.
Wow, thank you, Jesus.
I'll keep it 100 because guess what? This is all I know to do.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
I am real. I keep it real. I ain't a down low. I ain't happy. Every day that I walk out my front door, I have two daughters.
Oh, wow.
I have two grandkids. And not Dante's children, because they're still my children as
Thank
well.
You, Jesus.
So we take on a man, whatever he got, and
praise God.
Them stepdaughters that he got, I mean, his daughters, they're my daughters. I treat them just like they're mine. And he treats my kids like they're his. So it's not like we're playing house here, because there ain't no house here nowhere. I'm still a man, he's still a man. So the thing of it is what we're doing is loving each other. So my thing of it is to people that are still afraid to come out, don't come out if you don't choose to. But I tell you, I promise you, if you pray to God and ask God to send you direction, he'll give you just that. The story that I'm about to tell you is falling in love with Jesus.
Wow.
Thank you, Jesus. Fall in love with Jesus. Then he will show you if you can fall in love with that person.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Let me tell you
something. Thank you, Jesus. Fall in love with him. Fall in love with him. I never dare anybody just to reach up and ask God, because, see, we all struggling. It could be a crack addiction. It could be a heroin addiction. It could be a prostitution. It could be alcohol. It could be homosexual. It could be lesbian. But guess what? I ain't addicted to nothing. I'm addicted to Jesus, because I always knew that he would work it out for me. He would still use this very same vessel that's struggling. But I'm not struggling because this is what I choose to do.
Thank you, Jesus.
It's a choice that I had to make.
Thank you, Jesus.
I love women, always will love women, because that's where I came from, a beautiful woman.
You go, Jamel. Oh, Jamel, you let me tell. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
But it's number one that I still love. I'm going to iterate this again to you guys. You black guys, you white guys, you Asian guys, you Korean guys, you Haitian guys, whatever career, whatever
Thank
you,
you Jesus.
Are, I love one man.
Thank you, Jesus.
Wow. And that name is Dante. I know y'all may not look at it and don't know who Dante is. But one day you may look back on my profile or anything. You may see me with mine. But then again, I'll have to show, because the light gonna shine on it. A lot of people may get the story and come out and be who they are.
Thank
it's
you,
a shame,
Jesus.
Because they're worried about what people think. But it's not what the person thinks.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
I'm not worried about when nobody is thinking about the love that I have for him.
Thank you, Jesus.
I'm very good. He lays back, he eats good, he sleeps good, he bathes good. Why? Because that's what I stand by. First and foremost, a friend, a real friend.
Thank you, Jesus.
You guys in the future and y'all friends of these guys are lined up. Show love to them, man, because this is where they need you at, where they can't reach nobody else.
Jesus.
Let them use your phone and call on it. Put money on the phone so they can reach you, because if he was in that shoe, they probably would do it for you.
Thank you, Jesus.
But the ones that don't have love, reach out back to them.
Wow. Thank you, Jesus.
If you're correctional, you need some stand-up men. You need some bold soldiers to come in there to work. Not lose the ones that you did have, but you want to use what you got until you get better.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank
you, Jesus. When it starts from the warden, I'm telling you this, and I'm telling you for everything that's going for, buddy, put yourself in them inmate shoes. Mm-hmm. I never dare you put it in last today, because you hide behind a wall yourself.
Thank you, Jesus.
But you don't got to hide if you respect your inmates. Wow. Just like you want the inmates to respect the officer got to respect inmates.
Absolutely. Let me tell you something, Jamel, that you don't know about me. And this, you know, even down to the men that I choose to help, you know, I have to be spirit led and whatnot. And I'm going to tell you my listening viewers and stuff like that on everything that I love, Jamel. Let me tell you something. When you started speaking, I'm sitting here, I have got tears in my eyes, and the Holy Spirit is on my back, is on fire right now. You understand what I'm saying? So I know. Thank you, Jesus.
And it's the tactic is for the devil's trying to let us know that
Jesus.
When you try to build your kingdom, I can build mine. And see, as long as he can lock them boys down up in their minds, because they're not using anything else right now. All they know is I'm locked up. Who can I talk to? But if you open your Bible, a place, I think it's called in Genesis, you start there. Start reading. But when you get in the middle of it and you just read on, God will give you what you need just in the nick of time, because he's just that type of God. I've been there, I've done it. And I never left it before. But see, we leave God. God don't leave us. He right there waiting on us to come back.
Amen. Absolutely.
He's not to the backsliders, but see, who's backsliding these days? I'm backsliding every day. We stand at the table, eat more.
Me too. Absolutely.
You have to get less than a sin to me, because there ain't no sin bigger than no sin.
Hello.
That is a sin. But the sin that y'all doing is locking these men down and feeling like they ain't got no hope. Well, where is your hope? Because hope falls in trusting in God. That's been hope. But if you start taking the church on putting what you want to put in there, maybe some of these men will gravitate and call back on the name of Jesus. Maybe if you put the schools back in and let them go back to colleges and stuff like that, then they will understand that they can make a higher education. But when you belittle someone like that, Jesus. You got to understand you got somebody to deal with.
Goodness gracious.
You got somebody to identify and deal with it yourself, because somewhere along the line, something ain't right with you. Because every day that I go in a job that's not making you unhappy, then why are you working? Mm. You know, man, you can't get it right, but you're there for the paycheck.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Because your paycheck still don't mouth to God. If I talk to him, which I've been doing for the last 2 weeks, the same time you've been up there talking about on TV, you need to talk to God and ask somebody to humble you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Because if that starts from the head, you're the head, you're the owner of the building.
Thank you, Jesus.
Even though you're not the owner of their bodies, because see, God is the church. We are the church. Our body's the church. But a lot of them guys don't know how to do it if they ain't never taught or led. Everything they're trying to build, y'all take.
Wow.
One thing you would never take from me is my anointing.
Amen.
You can't give it to me, you can't take it away. And I'm definitely a highly anointed, and I'm filled with my God. And as long as y'all got that in me in there, again, down to chips, I'm going to pray and I'm going to call on it until it gets free. And one day he will be free sooner than what you think.
Amen. I'm trying to tell you, I have never, this anointing is so, I mean, it's so, the spirit is so heavy right now. Do you understand what I'm saying? His presence is so heavy right now. And I just, you know, I apologize. I'm just meeting you. I apologize to the gay community. I apologize. I mean, I really do. I was humbled today. It was, you know, this blessed my socks off, because I've got a girlfriend, Halima. She listens to my podcast. And Halima, I've got to give a shout out to you. You understand what I'm saying? Because, you know, my very first newsletter, you know, I was like, what's happening to us? You know what I mean? Men are on men. I mean, I was notorious for that. And she was like, Sarah, she said, let me ask you. She said, so if a man, you know, if a homosexual needed your help, would you not help them? And I said, of course I would. And she was like, please take that out of your newsletter. And I did. You understand what I'm saying? And I'm not fake at all. So I come before everybody and I apologize, because I don't have a heaven nor a hell to put anyone in. And you blessed my socks off. You understand what I'm saying? You changed me today. Now, I kid you not, I know you called for one reason, but it ended up being for another reason. You helped me to grow today. You understand what I'm saying? And let me tell you, Jamel, we about to get some stuff done, because I love your fire. We definitely are. Oh, I absolutely. This is awesome. Wow.
I still have a voice for my people that don't know how to talk.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You have blessed my socks off today. Listen, guys, I just had to come back on here. You guys know me. I always keep it real. I pay, you know, homage when it's due, and it was due today. So, you know, I don't care who you choose to love. You understand what I'm saying? We need to just come together. You understand what I'm saying? And fight out and speak out. You understand about, you know, this injustice and stuff. That should be the thing, you know, that we keep our focus on. You know, I feel like if more of us, like what Jamel and I did today, we were, two different worlds. You understand what I'm saying? And he helped. I mean, just a simple conversation wasn't even about us. You understand what I'm saying? If people could just come together with their differences and stuff, set them aside and just have a conversation. I mean, look at how he's changed me. And you have definitely changed me. You really, really have. So, with that being said, I am out, unless he friggin' inspires me again, and then y'all know I'll be right back. So, but Jamel, thank you so much. Let me just end this recording and then we'll talk. But, thanks for listening. Halima, I love you, girl. Thank you for, even, you know, for, you know, helping me to see another side too. God bless you guys.